we're talking about crucifying the flesh.
Et nous parlions de la crucifixion de la chair.
And this is the place where there has been a division in the church. So by the time we finish, you will have to decide, where are you?
Alors, lorsque nous allons terminer, vous allez devoir vous décider où vous êtes. Na tutakapomaliza, utakamata hatua ya kujua fasi gani unapopatikana.
And each road will lead you to a destination.
Et chaque n'importe quel chemin que vous prendrez vous amènera à une destination.
Na utatambua njia gani itakupeleka kwa mwisho gani.
When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, it was a mixed multitude. You have to understand that. Among all that multitude of people, there was a mixture.
Dans cette multitude des hommes, il y avait un mélange.
Na hiyo watu wengi ilikuwa wenye kuchangana.
And I want you to know that there is a mixture in you.
Je veux que vous sachiez qu'il y a un mélange en vous.
Nataka ujue kuwa kuna kwa kuchangana ndani mwako.
There is a mixture in you.
Il y a un mélange en vous.
Kuna kwa kuchangana ndani mwako.
How many people know that there is a mixture in them? Because if you do not know, then you don't know who you are.
Alors, ça, si vous ne le savez pas, ça veut dire que vous ne connaissez pas qui vous êtes.
Non, si vous ne savez pas qui vous êtes.
Because there is a part of you that wants to go back to Egypt.
Parce qu'il y a une partie de vous qui veut revenir en Égypte.
Parce que vous connaissez quoi qui prend de moi dans le monde, il n'a autrement ni pour vous d'Égypte.
And then there is another one that wants to go forward.
Et il y a une autre partie de vous qui veut avancer.
Na ingine inataka endelea.
So which one are you going to support?
Vous soutenez quelle partie?
Alors wewe utakuwa ngambo gani?
Which nature are you going to feed?
Quelle nature allez-vous nourrir?
Nafsi gani wewe utakulisha?
Amen. You have to decide.
Vous devez vous décider.
And you must keep on deciding.
Et vous devez continuer à décider.
Because at whatever point you stop, you can always go back.
Parce que à n'importe quel point où vous allez vous arrêter, vous pouvez toujours revenir, retourner en arrière.
Lazima ukamate hatua kwa sababu unaposimama inawezekana ukuzi nyuma.
There is a place of demarcation.
Il y a un endroit qui marque la limite.
Kuna mahali inapoonyesha mkato.
Where the man can always turn back.
La limite qui montre l'endroit jusqu'où l'homme peut toujours retourner.
Inaonyesha mahali mtu anaweza kurudia.
Some of the people you may meet are those who have gone ahead and they are on their way back.
Et certains que vous rencontrerez, ce sont des gens que vous avez les gens qui ont avancé et qui finalement sont retournés.
Watu wengine wanaweza kutana nao lakini wanakuwa wanarudi.
Particularly bishops.
Particulièrement les bishops,
apostles,
les apôtres,
évangélistes, some of them have gone here. They say, I cannot go further, and they're on their way back, and they're preaching to you.
Certains d'entre eux sont arrivés à au niveau de cette ligne là, et ils se sont décidés de retourner, et ils sont sur le chemin de retour, et ils sont eux qui
prêchent.
Walifika hapa kwa mpaka na wakati wanashindwa kuingia wameanza kurudia wanaendelea kukumbia.
So what message do you think they'll be preaching to you?
Alors dites-moi quel message pensez-vous qu'ils seront en train de vous donner?
Ils vont vous laisser au jour de l'année.
Prospérité. Amen. That is the only message they have.
C'est le seul message qu'ils ont.
Ils ont dit au jour de mort, ils vont avoir
And In their church, they have secondary school in their church. And they are planning to build a university. They are planning to build a university. And they are doing missions. They are forming, opening branches everywhere.
Ils ouvrent des branches partout. On a son roi, ma canisse, à l'autre nom.
Their program is not to go forward. They are on their way back.
Ce n'est pas celui d'aller de l'avant, mais
on va aussi à côté.
You know, the children of Israel in the wilderness, they said, "Let us make captains that will take us back."
Les enfants d'Israël dans le désert, ils ont dit. Nommons un capitaine, un chef qui va nous ramener en Égypte.
Watoto wa Israël walifika wakati mmoja ndani ya desert wakasema, wache tujichagulie kiongozi na turudi tena Egypt.
Whenever the people of God make a captain, they have to go back.
À chaque fois que les enfants de Dieu se décident d'avoir un chef, c'est pour retourner en arrière.
Wakati yote watoto wa Mungu.
Praise the Lord. Glory to you.
Kiongozi ni kwa kurudi nyuma.
Glory to you. Glory to you. Amen. Maybe you should come in front. Yeah. I know. God, amen. Amen. You know, the flesh wants to go back.
So,
we will not allow the flesh to take us back. If you want to overcome, you must know that there is a mixture in you.
Si vous voulez,
amen.
Vous devez savoir qu'il y a un mélange.
Ukataka kuona ushindi, lazima ujue kama kuna kuwa kuchangana changana ndani.
Paul said, "I do not count myself to have overcome." Huh?
Paul dit.
That's what Paul said.
Paul dit, "Je ne considère pas comme un homme qui a déjà vaincu."
Paul anasema, "Mimi sijiangalie kama mtu mwenye kukuwa na ushindi."
Paul was always pressing forward.
Paul ne faisait qu'avancer.
Alikuwa anapenda aendelee.
Even Jesus said that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is what?
Même Jésus dit quoi? Il dit la chair est faible, mais l'esprit est disposé.
Hata Yesu alikuwa anasema ya kuwa mwili iko dhaifu lakini roho inapenda kuendelea.
So if you want to overcome, you must be a friend of the cross.
Si vous voulez vaincre, vous devez être l'ami de la croix.
Kapenda kukua na ushindi, lazima ukue rafiki ya msalaba.
You must make the cross your friend.
Vous devez faire de la croix votre ami.
Because there is an Amalekite that is ready to kill you.
Parce qu'il y a un Amalekite qui veut te tuer.
Sababu kuna kuwa Amalekite mmoja anataka kuua.
The Amalek means flesh.
Amalek veut dire la chair.
Na Amalek inaonyesha mwili.
And God told Paul, told Saul to kill Amalek.
Et Dieu a dit à Saul de tuer Amalek.
Na Mungu alimweleza Saul aue Amalek.
To crucify the flesh.
Pour crucifier la chair.
Kwa kuvunja mwili.
But Saul was a good man.
Mais Saul était un homme bon.
Lakini Saul alikuwa mtu mzuri.
Are you a good man?
Un homme mtu mzuri.
He was a very good man. He cared. He was compassionate. He said, "No, I will not kill all the Amalekites. I will leave the choice ones.
Je vais laisser les qui sont
élus. Those choice ones were the idols." So no, we are going to offer, bring that one as an offering to God. If we kill all of them, what are we going to give to God? So we must leave some of them so that we can use it to worship God. When I watch Nollywood, Nigerian Nollywood, I learn about good and evil.
Lorsque je regarde
because at the end of the film they will say to God.
Je regarde ça parce qu'il tire le bien et le mal. Et aussi parce qu'à la fin du film, on écrit à Dieu sur la gloire.
Donc, vous choisissez au film, vous indiquez si vous
vous dites comme vous. Donc, 3 heures pour regarder. Part 1, another 3 hours to watch part 2. Okay, now season 1, season 2. And meanwhile, you have not read the Bible, but season 1, season 2, 6 hours.
Alors vous êtes là devant la télévision pour regarder les films, première saison, deuxième saison, dans une saison, trois heures, mais vous n'avez pas encore lu votre livre.
Because you want to relax.
Vous dites, vous voulez vous relaxer, vous reposer.
On a quoi?
Amen. Because you want to relax the flesh. Well, God said, God asked him, who are those people with you? Don't allow God to ask you any question. Because when God asks you a question, you run. Because God already knows. So if you're asking your question, it means you are in trouble, so start running. Amen. The Amalekite was the one that killed Saul. Amen. The thing you spare, the thing you do not sacrifice to God, will be the opening.
Amen.
When it was time to judge Jezebel, do you know Jezebel?
Vous connaissez Jezebel?
Jezebel.
The creeping thing.
Jezebel,
Jezebel is in the desire.
Jezebel is in the desire.
Passion.
Jezebel is in the desire.
And the energy of today is passion.
L'énergie d'aujourd'hui, c'est la
passion. Passionnée.
Vous pouvez être passionné.
We are in the age of Jezebel.
Nous sommes dans l'âge de Jezebel.
Amen. It will take a eunuch to judge Jezebel. Don't you understand?
Il va falloir un eunuque pour juger Jezebel.
Lazma kuku eunuque pour kumukumu Jezebel.
There's a man called Jehu.
Il y a un homme appelé Jehu.
Pourquoi mtu moja jina lake Jehu?
He came to the house of Jezebel.
Il est arrivé, il est arrivé à la maison de Jezebel.
And he saw Jezebel.
Il l'a vu.
Alifika kunyumba Jezebel na akamuona.
One, two.
Il a vu Jezebel maquillée.
Three.
Four, five, six.
Then she had a long one, another long one. She had one like this. Then she had one here. She painted her face. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Does this sound familiar?
Est-ce que tu n'es pas familier?
Amérique. Amen. Amen. And Jehu said, who is there that wants to do the will of God? He asked the question, which one of you wants to do the will of God? And there were some eunuchs. Say, throw her down. He said, throw her down. And they threw her down. Amen. Hallelujah. See, when you have sympathy for the flesh, you cannot judge Jezebel. Amen. That's why you must be eunuchs for the kingdom of God. You know, sympathy will prevent you to crucify the flesh. Amen. And one of the strong ties is what?
Na hiyo singa ya nguvu sana.
Family. So family. And they came to Jesus, they say, your mother is in the hall, he wants to see you. So your brothers are there, they want to see you. Jesus said, I am a eunuch. He said, I am a eunuch. Amen. Say, so my brothers and my sister are those who do the will of God. Don't you understand? Amen. Amen. You must bring it as an offering. Amen. And God will bring his knife, sharp knife, and begin to cut it.
Sorry.
God will bring his sharp knife and start cutting it. Amen. Amen. It's called to crucify the flesh. And you know, when they are going to bring the cow to offer it, or the things they offer, they have to tie it. There are horns, huh? They have to tie it to the altar. Your sacrifice must be tied to the altar. I can prophesy for you. I'm not a prophet, but I'm going to prophesy to you. After this camp meeting, God will test your offering. Amen. Whether you are serious. Amen. It's going to be tested. Amen. Okay, God said, well, let's go and see if they are really serious. Amen. So if I'm in your position, I will tie the sacrifice to the altar. Bind it very well. Amen. I will get ready. Maybe you may hear a message from the village. Your uncle has taken your father's land. That village is fighting with your village. C'est ton travail ou mon nook, bring money.
Ton travail.
Mon nook, bring money to buy gun to fight the other village.
Lorsqu'on va vous aller avoir un message de votre village,
débat avec un autre village. Le fait que vous travaillez à la MONUSCO, envoyez l'argent, on va envoyer les armes et vous allez combattre.
On a pour on a qu'à ou tapata à Bali à Kusema Mguinienu pour la vite à la pour eux l'été fait ça. Yakuza unduki ya kupigana vita.
They are testing your emotions.
On teste ton tes émotions.
They want to know whether you are dead or alive.
Donc on sache si tu es mort.
Amen.
Tu vois kama umefariki ama uko mzima.
Maybe you're a young sister. And the young man comes with homage. You know homage.
Homage. Avec honneur, le jeep honneur.
Ah, jeep. I love you more than my mother. Amen. He said, no, I'm married to Jesus. So he will go and buy a American visa for your mother.
Il achète le visa d'Amérique.
Il achète
le visa
d'Amérique
pour
attirer mon mère. Your mother will call you.
Et maintenant ta maman va t'appeler.
Elle est bonne.
Très tôt matin.
I like that young man.
Il te dit, j'aime ce garçon là.
Very kind.
Il est vraiment bon.
He loves God. In fact, he's a man of God. And you say, I am married to Jesus. My daughter, see how I've been suffering. This is my own time to enjoy. Amen. Crucify the flesh. Amen. God is trying to test you. To know whether the sacrifice has been bound to the altar. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's going to come in different forms. Amen. So in the house of God, you have a mixture.
Dans la maison de Dieu, il y a un mélange.
Na ndani ya nyumba ya Bwana kuna kwa kuchangana.
And that mixture is within.
Et ce mélange est ici à l'intérieur. Là, il y a kuchangana iko ndani.
And it was the same thing that the devil brought to Eve.
La même chose que le diable a amené à Eve.
Na ndio hiyo kitu moja Satan aliletea.
Good and evil mixed together.
Le bien et le mal mélangés.
Good and evil is evil.
Amen.
Good and evil is what? Evil.
Amen.
So if you love darkness,
si vous aimez les ténèbres,
and the Bible says that men love darkness.
La Bible dit les hommes aiment les ténèbres.
Unaposema unapenda giza, na Biblia inasema kama mtu anapenda giza.
You need God to help you.
Vous avez besoin de Dieu pour vous aider.
That's why you must call to God. Say, God, help me, O God.
Voilà pourquoi vous devez crier à Dieu.
Deliver my soul, O God.
Deliver mon âme.
Amen. And that is the reason why you must always come to the cross.
Et c'est la raison pour laquelle vous devez toujours venir à la croix.
If you want to bring an offering, you must begin from the heart. The Bible says that the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
La Bible dit que le cœur de l'homme est torturé par-dessus tout. La
Bible dit que le cœur de l'homme est torturé par-dessus tout.
Amen. And that is the beginning.
Ça, c'est le commencement.
Of the journey of overcoming the flesh.
Du voyage où vous allez vaincre la chair.
Na ndio mwanzo ya safari ya kwenda kuhukumu mwili.
And when we look at the soul,
lorsque nous regardons l'âme,
tunapoangalia nafsi ya mtu,
we know that four natures in the soul.
Nous savons que la nature, l'âme a quatre natures.
These four living creatures.
Ces quatre créatures vivantes.
We have the mind. We have the mind.
Vous avez la pensée.
The mind is represented by the ego.
La pensée qui est représentée par l'aigle.
La imafikiri inakuwa kama hii ndege wanaita egg.
And the mind is the head of the soul.
Et la pensée c'est la tête de l'âme.
Et na mafikiri ndio kichwa ya nafsi ya mtu.
So this is the cross.
Ça c'est la croix, hii ndio msalaba.
This is the mind.
Ça c'est la pensée,
hii ndio mafikiri.
The highest part of the mind is the of the cross. The highest part of the soul is the mind.
La partie la plus élevée de l'âme, c'est la pensée.
Na kipande ya juu sana ya nafsi ya mtu ni mafikiri.
The ox or the servant of the soul is the will.
Alors le bœuf ou les serviteurs de l'âme, c'est la volonté.
Na hii mtumishi wa moyo ni mapenzi.
Because this, the ox is a burden bearer, isn't it?
Is the servant. Le bœuf c'est un porteur de fardeau.
Na hii ngombe inabeba mizigo ni mtumishi.
Now the will can turn against the will of God.
La volonté peut tourner contre la volonté de Dieu.
Mapenzi ya mtu naweza kwenda mbali mbali na mapenzi ya Mungu.
He begins to do his own will.
Et commencer à faire sa propre volonté.
Na kuanza kufanya mapenzi yake peke yake.
So this is part of the diversion in the church.
Et c'est la partie de la diversion dans l'église.
Na hii ndio mambo inaonekana ya
men who say they are called to the ministry are doing their own will.
Les gens qui se disent être appelés au ministère, ils font leur propre volonté.
Watu wanaitwa kutumika ndani ya huduma wanafanya mapenzi yao peke yake.
And they are using will power to build the house of God.
Et ils utilisent la force de la volonté pour construire la maison de Dieu.
Na wanatumia nguvu ya mapenzi kwa kujenga nyumba ya Bwana.
They will build the kingdom.
Ils vont construire le royaume.
Watajenga ufalme.
They will build the kingdom.
Ils vont construire le royaume.
And they are going to be the head of that kingdom.
Et dans ce royaume, ils seront eux-mêmes la tête.
Because they are doing their own will.
Parce qu'ils font leur propre volonté.
Jesus said, it's not only those who say, Lord, Lord, but those who do my will.
Jésus dit, ce ne sont pas tous ceux qui disent Seigneur, 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 mais ceux qui font ma volonté.
And the will of God is that you should. The will of God is that you should glorify God.
La volonté de Dieu est que vous puissiez glorifier Dieu.
So Jesus said, not my will.
Alors voilà pourquoi Jésus dit,
but thy will. Amen. Amen. Have you come there? Somebody has cheated you. I know. I must go to police. I must go to police. Police Congolais. But if you are crucifying the flesh, you say no. You go to God. What should I do? Should I forgive him? Pray for him. God bless you. Go with my money. Carry my land and go. Go and prosper. Amen. Vengeance belongs to God. Or you go with police and arrest him and take him to the cell. Amen. That is the life of the cross. Amen. Amen. So the will is the lowest part.
La volonté c'est la partie la plus basse.
Amen. But you see, there are two strong men here.
Mais il y a deux hommes forts ici.
Do you know the two strong men?
Vous connaissez les deux hommes forts.
Who are these strong men?
Les hommes forts. Qui sont-ils?
Liar.
Yeah, les lions.
And the serpent.
Et les serpents.
Deception.
C'est-à-dire la tromperie.
Sexualité.
La sexualité.
Facebook.
Ah.
Twitter. Ah. Go on. That is all, man. Internet.
L'internet.
Smartphone.
Smartphone.
iPhone.
iPhone.
Instagram.
Instagram.
That is all, man. Amen. You want to check your mail. And you spend 6 hours to just looking around, looking at pictures about Congolese. From one picture you go to another one. From one picture you go to another one. Oh, you are learning about the world. Your Bible is all we are waiting for you. Amen. This is what is ruling the world. This one. And it's a horizontal relationship.
Et ce sont des choses qui sont en une relation horizontale.
Amen. And this keeps you bound to the earth.
Ce sont des choses qui vous retiennent bas.
All the energy you have gotten from fellowship is given over to the devil.
Toute l'énergie que vous avez pris ici dans la communion.
So the devil is investing in it. Amen.
Le diable s'investit en ça.
You see a young man, he has something in his ear.
Vous voyez un jeune homme avec quelque chose sur sa
tête. He's walking along the road.
Après de marcher.
He's walking along the road. He's
sur le chemin.
Amen. His mind is.
He
has something. He has that earphone.
Okay.
Avec
ses écouteurs en train de chanter lui-même.
Chanter in his ear. Amen. And he's dancing. He's going on the road.
Il est en train de marcher, en train de danser.
He's lost.
Il est perdu.
Amen. Passion.
La passion.
And this is what is ruling the soul.
C'est ce qui gouverne l'âme.
Paul said, set your affections on the things above.
Paul dit, mettez vos affections sur les choses d'en
haut. Amen. If you want to overcome,
si vous voulez vaincre,
you must change the direction.
Vous devez changer la direction.
You know, when you open your phone and you receive a text message,
lorsque vous ouvrez votre téléphone et vous recevez un texto,
your friend sent you a message.
Votre ami vous a envoyé un texto.
She has bought a new t-shirt.
Pour vous dire, elle a acheté un nouveau t-shirt.
She has snapped herself.
Elle s'est pris une photo.
And she has sent it to you.
Elle t'a envoyé.
And in the photograph, she did like this.
Et pourtant, en gros, t'as la position.
Oh, maybe she did like this.
Avec une position
comme. Oh, she did like this.
Ou elle fait ça pour toutes ses positions.
You are happy.
Tu es content de voir ça.
Amen. But when God gives you a text message,
mais lorsque Dieu t'envoie un texte,
it's going to be better than the one from your friend.
Ça sera plus mieux que celui.
Amen. God can give you a text message.
Dieu peut te faire un texte.
He can even give you a multimedia photograph and give you a vision.
Il peut même t'envoyer des vidéos, des images.
Andrew had a multimedia message from God. He had a vision. He was very happy, isn't
it?
God can give you a text message.
Dieu peut te faire un texto.
God can show you video film.
Dieu peut te montrer des films et vidéos.
He can play a video film for you.
Dieu peut te jouer
video. While you are sleeping, he's playing a video film for you.
Il te montre les vidéos.
Showing a visual of himself.
Il te montre les visions sur lui-même.
So which one would you choose?
Alors vous préférez quoi?
Amen. Video from God.
Ou de votre ami.
If you want God to show himself to you, they have to spend more time with him. The more time you spend with God, the more he will show you of himself. Amen. He says, if you love me and keep my commandments, he says, I and my Father will come to you, and we will reveal ourselves. The reason why you may not know about God, or you are not hearing from God, is that your heart is far away. You are spending more time on the horizontal relationship. You spend time listening to what men are saying. You want to go to Twitter to see what Kabila has said today. I wish you will go to your Bible and hear what God is saying to you. Amen. Amen. So, you see, Christians, they spend a lot of time following some people on the Twitter, isn't it not?
Vous voyez les chrétiens perdre beaucoup de temps en train de suivre les gens sur les Twitter.
Beyoncé, she will snap her breakfast.
Vous voyez Beyoncé, il va prendre la photo de son petit déjeuner.
Beyoncé a commencé à picher à chaque
fois. Put it on Twitter.
Et mettre son petit déjeuner sur Twitter.
I just had this breakfast this morning. And I feel very good. Try it, it will be good for you. She's telling you about the breakfast she had this morning. Or she bought a new dog. She has snapped the photograph of the dog. She wants you to know about her new dog.
Un petit chien et prend une photo et vous montre sur les
Twitter.
And the name of a new dog is called Kinshasa.
Et le nom de son chien c'est Kinshasa.
Il est où à Kinshasa?
And you are reading about it.
Et vous êtes en train de passer le temps en lisant.
But you don't know the name of the last book of the Bible.
Mais vous ne connaissez pas le nom du dernier livre de la Bible.
You don't know how many chapters you have in Malachi.
Vous ne connaissez pas le nombre de chapitres dans le livre de Malachi.
When was the book of Malachi written?
Quand est-ce que le livre de Malachi a été écrit?
But you know the food that Michael Jackson ate the last week before he died. You know it. So the young people, that's all they know. They just spend their time horizontal relationship. Amen. When they come to fellowship, they start sleeping. Because their heart is in Twitter. But their body is in fellowship. Amen. If you want to crucify the flesh, you must change this order. Because when this is ruling the soul, the mind is fallen.
It's fallen. Alors si la relation horizontale dirige l'âme, alors la pensée a perdu.
Ikiwa hii ndio inaongoza nafsi yako, ni kusema mafikiri na mapenzi yako inaanguka.
The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will rise up like the eagle. Amen. Hallelujah.
Ceux qui espèrent en l'Éternel renouvellent leurs forces. Ils montent comme l'aigle.
Biblia nasema wale wanamwangalia Bwana wanarudisha nguvu yao na wanaendelea kupanda juu zaidi kama vile.
If you want to overcome, You must bring your mind and give it to God. Amen. Your mind must rule the soul. And you must bring your mind and give it to the thing of God. Amen. The Bible says the word of God is perfect, converting the soul.
La Bible dit que la parole de Dieu est parfaite, elle convertit l'âme. Biblia nasema neno la Bwana inabadilisha nafsi.
If you want to rise in God, then it's the mind that will take you up.
Si tu veux te lever avec Dieu, c'est ta pensée qui va t'emporter.
Because the mind, the mind has the ability to rise.
Parce que la pensée a cette capacité de monter.
In a way to
many people in the church are going to be destroyed.
Beaucoup de gens dans l'église vont être détruits.
And today, many Christians are being destroyed in Iraq, in Syria,
beaucoup de chrétiens sont détruits
in northern Nigeria,
au nord de Nigeria,
in Kivu, in Congo, in Kenya, all those places. Because their mind is fallen.
C'est parce que leur pensée
a chuté.
They are dwelling on the earth.
Ils demeurent sur la terre.
They are carnal Christians.
Ils sont des chrétiens charnels.
On a pas qui en a qui mouille mingi.
Amen. If you want to overcome,
si vous voulez vaincre,
you must rise above the flood. Amen. You must learn to rise above the earthly things. Amen. 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 You're tired. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The salvation is in the mind.
Votre salut c'est dans votre
esprit.
Amen. The Bible says in Revelation 12,
dans le livre d'Apocalypse chapitre 12,
that the devil brought a flood against the church, against the woman.
L'église, le diable a lancé un déluge contre l'église.
The flood is against the woman. And the soul is like the woman. And there is a flood directed against your soul. A flood of wickedness.
Le délice de la méchanceté.
Sexuality.
La sexualité.
Passion.
La mode.
Yeah. Money.
L'argent.
The pleasures of this life, they are coming like a flood. Amen. If you are walking on the earth, if you are like the, if you are earthbound, the flood will carry you away. Amen. The flood will sweep you away. Amen. Amen. But if you are able to rise in your mind, if you begin to wait upon the Lord in your mind, you will begin to rise in the things of God. Paul said there is a place where we can know the height and the depth that is in God. Amen. Your emotion can never take you high in the things of God.
Vos émotions ne peuvent jamais vous amener loin dans la
présence.
And the emotional worship,
l'adoration émotionnelle,
only makes you dance. Yahweh, emotion.
Emotion.
It's not going to take you far. Amen. But when you worship with your mind, you rise in God. Amen. So there are two types of worship. There is a Lingala Congolese Nigeria worship. And he uses drums. Drums. When they begin to knock the drum, something begins to move in your heart. Then your body starts shaking. Your waist starts shaking. And they say, oh, God is moving. It is emotion moving. The soul has not been touched. The spirit has not been touched. Amen. But God does not speak to you from your emotion. The Bible says God called Moses to come. And God made Moses to feel good. Is that what happened? Eh? He made Moses to feel very happy. God does not speak to your emotions. If God wants to talk to you, he's not going to touch your emotions. And the Lord spoke to Moses. Amen. Amen. This is the gate into the soul, the mind. The mind is the gate of God into the soul. And you must be careful to watch over your mind. You must be careful the pictures you watch on the internet. You must be careful the things you see. Because it blocks the road for God. Don't you understand? Amen. The mind is the gateway into the soul. Amen. The mind is the mouth of the soul. Don't you understand? As you have a physical mouth, you eat. So also this inward man. So this inward man has a mouth also. And that mouth is the mind. Amen. With the mind, you reach out to God. With the mind, you rise in God. Amen. So the Bible says, wisdom is the most important thing. Amen.
La Bible dit que la sagesse est la chose la plus importante.
The mind has four natures.
La pensée en elle-même est la quatre natures.
La mafikiri in an afsine.
Wisdom.
La sagesse.
L'équipement.
Understanding.
La compréhension.
Knowledge.
La connaissance.
Ujuzi.
And the conscience.
Et la conscience.
La damir.
So, it is still the same four natures.
C'est toujours les quatre natures là.
And Dieu y en a six.
So, if you want to crucify the flesh, you must bring your mind. You must bring the four corners of the mind to the altar.
Si vous voulez crucifier votre
nom,
amenez votre
nature,
la pensée.
You need to apply blood on it.
Vous devez appliquer le sang sur
to cleanse it by the blood. Amen. You must, he says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. And be not conformed to this world.
Amen.
In the world, the emotion and the desire rule the soul.
Dans le monde, ce sont les émotions et les désirs qui gouvernent l'âme.
But for the sons of God, their mind rules the soul.
Mais pour les enfants de Dieu, c'est la pensée de l'âme.
And this is a sanctified mind.
Et on parle là d'une pensée sanctifiée.
This is a redeemed mind.
D'une pensée rachetée.
Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. You see, the word of God is perfect combating the soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay, I think that is. We don't want to have diarrhea. So we don't want to have too much. Well, if you pray very hard, je arrive again. Je arrive again. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Amen. But you must pray very hard.
Alors, là, vous devez beaucoup prier.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I think we are going to stop here.
Je crois que nous allons,
I have a feeling that there are many questions now. Very good. C'est bon. A lot of questions. Amen. Okay, there's one here.
Il y a une question ici.
Okay, so a question here says, I should explain what I mean that those who are being killed are carnal Christians.
Okay. On demande au frère d'expliquer qu'est-ce qu'il a voulu dire par ceux qui sont tués, ce sont les chrétiens charnels.
Wanamuomba ndugu kueleza namna gani wale walifishwa ni wa Kristo wa kimwili.
Do you understand the question? I should explain what I mean when I said that many of those who are being killed are carnal Christians.
Alors quelqu'un demande qu'il explique qu'est-ce qu'il a voulu dire par là.
The tabernacle has answered it.
Le tabernacle répond à la question.
Na mimi nitajibia kupitia tabernacle.
The most holy place, the holy place are covered.
Les lieux saints et les lieux très saints sont des endroits.
Mahali takatifu na mahali takatifu zaidi ni fasi imefunikwa.
Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
If you are here, you are covered.
Si vous êtes dans le lieu saint, vous êtes mahali, vous me funiquez.
When you are in the outer court,
si vous êtes dans le parvis,
la kini kama uko ndani ya parvis,
no covering.
Là-bas, il n'y a pas de couvert,
hauna funiko.
And darkness is coming.
Alors les ténèbres
viennent,
the darkness will cover the outer court.
Quand les ténèbres viennent, ça couvrira les
lieux. Amen. Now, if you read Revelation 11.
Si vous lisez Apocalypse 11,
on a posoma Apocalypse 11.
And that is why we have come.
C'est là où nous sommes arrivés.
I want to encourage you to go out of the outer court.
On vous encourage de sortir du parvis.
Enter the ark.
Et entrer dans l'arche.
Come into Christ.
Entrer en Christ.
Because God has no provision for the outer court.
Parce que Dieu n'a rien prévu pour ceux qui sont dans le parvis.
He says, in Revelation 11, it says, measure the altar.
Dans Apocalypse 11, il dit, mesurez l'autel.
And them that worship therein.
Et ceux qui adorent à l'intérieur.
But the court, which is outside, do not measure.
Mais le parvis ne mesure pas.
It is given over to the Gentiles.
C'est donné aux païens.
They will destroy it. Blood will flow.
Et ils vont piétiner.
Voilà, c'est la tukamata kipimo ya mahali takatifu na mahali takatifu zaidi na kuyua wanani wanakuwa ndani. Lakini hii pembeni yote iko parvis, uyachilie tabu tutaibana kwa wapagani.
The difference between the outer court and the holy place is the head.
Is
the head. It is not every Christian that is in the body of Christ. But this is not what the church is teaching. What they are telling you is immediately you are born again, you are in the body of Christ. No.
Ce qu'on vous dit, c'est quoi? Immédiatement, quand vous êtes né de nouveau, vous devenez membre du corps de Christ. Et entendu à vous, puis on a quoi en dernier à vous,
Yoël? If you say you're born again, you have only signified your interest.
Mm-hmm. Si vous dites que vous êtes né de nouveau, vous êtes tout simplement en train d'exprimer votre intérêt. Rama, on a salué à Moupia, ou qu'on a unié sa kama.
If you want to apply for a grant, you must signify interest. I want to apply. I'm not giving you the grant.
Si vous voulez,
you understand? This is an expression of interest.
Vous devez exprimer vos intérêts. Ukataka ukamata kazi fulani, lazima uandike ya kuwa unapenda ukamata.
You are writing the proposal. You should say signification of interest. I'm interested in getting a grant to build a farm in your village.
Lorsque vous postulez, vous devez dire le pourquoi, l'intérêt qui vous pousse à le faire. Soit on a envie d'aller construire les fermes dans votre village.
Before they give you the money, you must come and sign an agreement. You must tell them what you will do with the money, how you will spend it. What you intend to achieve. Step by step. Before they call you to sign an agreement. And then they will train you how you are going to do the job. Do you understand? That is man. How much more God? So when you come to the altar call, it is an expression of interest. I want to be married to Christ.
No problem.
It is the head that determines who is in the body. Not the body that determines who is in the head.
You understand?
Because there is a harlot woman.
Parce qu'il y a une prostituée.
There's a rebel woman.
Il y a une femme rebelle.
She said, I will wear my own clothes.
Qui dit, je vais porter mes propres.
I will eat my own food.
Je mangerai mes propres nourritures.
Only let me be called by the name
mais
of Christ.
Mais simplement, permets-toi que j'aille votre nom.
Is that the body of Christ? Is that the body of Christ?
Est-ce que ça c'est le corps de Christ?
Very soon you will break your fast. Is it not so?
Bientôt là vous allez rompre votre jeûne.
Then when you want to break your fast.
Quand vous voulez rompre votre jeûne,
then you put the food in your leg.
Vous prenez la nourriture, vous mettez sous le pied.
You put the food in your leg to eat.
Vous allez, qu'est-ce que vous allez faire pour rompre votre jeûne? Vous allez manger comment? En mettant la nourriture sous le pied.
When you want to break your fast, put the food on your leg.
Essayez de faire ça quand vous allez briser le jeûne.
Let the leg eat the food.
Et je vais voir si le pied va manger.
Because the leg is the body.
Le pied aussi c'est le corps, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, oui. Is that how you eat?
C'est comme ça que vous mangez, au niveau des pieds.
It is the head that feeds the body.
Vous comprenez que la tête qui nourrit.
Amen. If you are not receiving life from the head, you are not in the body.
Si votre vie n'est pas celle qui coule de la tête, alors vous n'êtes pas dans le corps.
If your body is not hearing from the head, it's not in the body, it's dead. It is a cancer. It is a rebel. And there are many rebels in the house of God. Amen. So God cannot protect what is not submitted to the head. Because when God says, go to Goma, you start going to Kigali.
Parce que quand Dieu dit va à Goma, toi tu commences à aller à Kigali.
And they are throwing bombs in Kigali.
Là-bas on jette des bombes.
You are going to die in Kigali.
Tu vas mourir.
Amen. And God cannot protect you.
Et là-bas Dieu ne va pas te protéger.
Don't you understand? And that's why they are slaughtering Christians.
C'est la raison pour laquelle les chrétiens.
God said the church must go underground. The church now must go underground.
Maintenant, l'église doit descendre dans la terre.
If it is not underground, it is going to be slaughtered. The church, congregation must go underground, must come into this kind of house and have meeting. Mm-hmm. Don't you understand?
Alors, ça veut dire que l'église doit venir et avoir des rassemblements comme ça.
Tomorrow you go somewhere else and have the meeting.
Demain vous allez partir avant une autre.
Tomorrow you go somewhere else to have the meeting.
Vous allez le lendemain partir à la
dernière. They don't know where you meet.
On tu sais même pas là où tu t'es.
How can they attack you?
Là où tu finis.
Amen. But if you have a big sign, l'anglais. L'église, Holy Tabernacle Church of Goma. They are going to bomb you.
If you have an église, a grand église, where we have
the victory, we have the
Goma. You convince people to come here. We
have our days of meeting are Sunday and Wednesday. Sunday and Wednesday.
Okay. Okay. Le mieux, on a écrit le programme de l'église. Nous nous rencontrons les dimanches et les mercredis.
They will plant the bomb on Wednesday. Because they know that on Wednesday you are coming for Bible study.
Ils savent que le mercredi il y a les étudiants.
They will blow the place apart. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you understand what God is saying to you? The days of Eglise are over. Amen. The Eglise of God is in the Spirit. Amen. God tells them where to go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You must change your mind. Amen. So people are still thinking of forming church. God has closed every church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what God said to me. The church must go underground. To survive. Amen. So I hope you are going underground. I hope none of you is planning to be a big pastor. Because the day the rebel will come to Goma, they will look for pastor.
Because
the first, you are the first pastor they will catch. Amen. This is the word of deliverance. Amen. Okay, did you answer the question?
Est-ce qu'on a répondu à la question?
Amen. Okay.
The first part of the mind that you talk about wisdom, understanding, and conscience.
And knowledge.
Knowledge. This is my first question. The second one is.
So let me explain that first one. I don't have time to show you from the scripture.
Je n'ai pas vraiment le temps pour vous prouver tout ceci dans les écritures.
About the nature of the mind.
En ce qui concerne les natures de la pensée.
So you have the soul has four natures.
La pensée a quatre natures.
The mind, emotion, will, and desire.
La pensée, l'émotion, la volonté et le désir.
And the mind is the head of the soul.
La pensée c'est la tête de l'âme.
Okay. Maybe next time we will go more into it.
Peut-être que prochainement nous irons en profondeur.
Okay. Now the mind has four natures also.
La pensée également elle comme l'âme. Elle a aussi quatre natures.
Okay. The will, the knowledge.
La connaissance.
Knowledge is the ability of the mind to receive, to be aware, to receive information.
La connaissance c'est cette habilité que la pensée a pour recevoir.
Understanding is the ability of the mind to analyze.
Et l'intelligence, c'est l'habilité, la compréhension, c'est l'habilité qu'a la pensée.
Logic.
C'est la logique.
To separate in your mind.
La logique de séparer, de distinguer.
That is understanding.
C'est ça la compréhension.
What the mind has received and analyzed, it has to make a judgment on.
Ce que la pensée a reçu et a analysé, elle doit se décider là-dessus.
And that is the conscience.
Et c'est ça la conscience.
It's the place of judgment.
C'est l'endroit de jugement.
To say this is bad, this is good.
Là où on dit ça c'est bon, ça c'est mauvais.
This is of the devil, this is of God.
Ça c'est du diable, ça c'est de Dieu.
And God, the devil has destroyed that nature in man.
Alors c'est cette nature là que le diable a détruit dans l'homme.
So we call good evil and call evil good.
Et le bien nous l'appelons mal, le mal nous l'appelons bien.
But God is changing that. Amen.
Dieu est en train de changer cela.
Amen. Amen. That we will hate the evil and accept the good.
Et nous puissions haïr le mal et accepter le bien.
And the fourth part is wisdom.
Et la quatrième partie c'est la sagesse.
And that is the ability of the mind to influence the other parts of the soul to submit to God and to depart from iniquity.
Et c'est la sagesse, c'est cette habilité que qu'a la pensée de se soumettre à Dieu et de rejeter le diable.
The Bible says the fear of the Lord is to depart from iniquity.
La Bible dit que la crainte de l'Éternel c'est fuir le commencement de la sagesse.
No. So the wisdom has the ability to influence your emotions, your desire, and your will to submit yourself to God.
Alors la sagesse a cette habilité de fuir et de fuir le mal et de se soumettre à Dieu.
So the mind rules over the emotions and will and your desires.
Donc la pensée est règne sur les émotions, la volonté et les désirs.
But if you do not have the mind of Christ,
mais si vous n'avez pas la pensée de Christ,
then your soul is in rebel, is out of order.
Alors votre âme et en rébellion, c'est-à-dire en désordre.
So the soul will be ruled by your emotions and your desires.
À ce moment-là, votre âme, au lieu d'être dirigée par la pensée, elle est dirigée par les émotions et les désirs.
But when the mind is restored to its rightful place, it will begin to cause your heart to submit to God.
Mais lorsque votre pensée est restaurée dans sa place, elle commence à vous aider à vous soumettre.
So I've just tried to summarize it.
Là, j'essaie tout simplement de résumer.
So you can go home and study it.
Vous pouvez aller à la maison et essayer d'en profiter.
Amen. So what's the second question?
You
said that the inner body and the outward body, they are both covered.
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire par là et qu'est-ce qui couvre le corps intérieur et le corps extérieur?
What did you mean by that? What is the covering of the inner body and the outer body?
Okay, the scripture we read was 1 Corinthians 15.
Le verset que nous avons lu, c'est 1 Corinthiens 15.
So I will refer you to go and look at it and study it.
1 Corinthians 15.
1 Corinthians 15 verse 38. When you start reading that, it says that every seed must have a body. Because some people were asking, how shall the dead be raised?
Parce que les gens demandaient comment les morts
ressuscitent. How are we going to resurrect?
Comment allons-nous ressusciter?
How are we going to be changed?
Comment allons-nous changer?
So Paul was answering that question.
Alors Paul répondait à cette question.
It is the principle of the seed.
Il dit c'est le principe de la semence.
The principle of planting.
C'est le principe de planter.
And harvest.
Et
that is the principle of resurrection.
That is the principle of the resurrection.
So every seed must have a body.
Toutes les mains doivent avoir un corps.
To express what is contained in the seed.
Pour exprimer ce qui est dans la semence.
So Christ is the seed.
Christ est une semence.
Now you are the soil.
Et vous êtes la terre.
Okay, and within you, the Bible says that man is a soul.
La Bible nous montre que l'homme est une âme.
That has a spirit.
Qui a un esprit.
And the spirit and the soul is what you call the inner man.
Et l'esprit et l'âme, c'est ce que nous appelons l'homme intérieur.
The spirit and the soul is what you call the inner man.
L'esprit et l'âme, c'est ce que nous appelons l'homme intérieur.
Okay. So this is the man.
Ça c'est l'homme.
This is the inner man.
L'homme intérieur.
And the outer man.
Et l'homme extérieur.
And this inner man is the spirit.
Et cet homme intérieur, c'est l'esprit.
The human spirit.
L'esprit de l'homme.
And then the soul.
Et également l'âme.
And then this outer man is the body.
Alors l'homme extérieur, c'est le corps.
And this body. This body.
Le corps.
Is joined to the world.
Est lié au monde.
So there are actually four things that we are dealing with.
Et donc on parle de quatre choses.
The inner man, which is made up of the human spirit and the soul.
Nous parlons de l'homme intérieur qui est composé de l'esprit de l'homme et de l'âme.
And the outer man, which is the body and the world.
Et l'homme extérieur qui est le corps et le monde.
But if you look at it very well, you will see something else.
Mais si vous regardez très bien, vous verrez une autre chose.
That, assuming this is your soul, this is your spirit,
et là,
and this is your body.
En bas, c'est votre corps.
Your spirit,
votre esprit,
is joined to the spirit of God.
Est joint à l'esprit de Dieu.
Do you understand? And the spirit of God is joined to Christ.
L'esprit de Dieu est joint à Christ.
And Christ is joined to the Father.
Et Christ est joint au Père.
So this is heaven.
Ça c'est le ciel.
Okay, so this is God.
Et ça c'est Dieu.
That is overshadowing your spirit.
C'est-à-dire, c'est lui qui couvre votre esprit.
Now, for a natural man.
Alors, pour un homme naturel.
This is cut off. He only knows the body and the world.
Le niveau de l'homme extérieur.
And this world is Goma.
Il connaît de l'homme extérieur.
Hein?
Alors le monde ici, disons, c'est Goma.
This is Kinshasa. And this is your village.
Et ton village.
Amen. That's all the man knows.
C'est tout ce que l'homme connaît.
He doesn't know that there is God.
Il ne connaît pas qu'il existe un Dieu.
He doesn't even know that he has a soul.
Il ne connaît même pas qu'il a une âme.
He's not even aware that he has a spirit.
Il ne sait même pas qu'il a une
âme. He is a carnal man.
C'est un homme charnel.
He's like the dog.
C'est comme un chien.
Have you seen a dog that's praying?
Avez-vous déjà vu un chien prier?
Hein? Have you seen a dog praying before?
Avez-vous déjà vu un chien prier?
Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Have you seen a dog doing that?
Avez-vous déjà vu un chien faire
ça? Because the dog has no spirit.
C'est parce que le chien n'a pas d'esprit.
Mais some of us are like that. We just live our life as though there is no God. You understand? Because the man is dead.
Parce que l'homme est mort.
Eh? God is. In fact, they say God doesn't exist.
Et au point même qu'on dit, il n'existe.
Man can solve his problems.
L'homme peut résoudre ses problèmes.
That is what the UN, MONUSCO, that's what they're teaching us.
C'est fait que MONUSCO nous a dit.
Man can solve his problems.
L'homme peut résoudre ses problèmes.
The body problem. Amen. But we know better.
Mais nous connaissons mieux.
We know there is a soul and a spirit.
Nous savons qu'il existe, il y a une âme et un esprit.
We know that there is an inner man.
Nous savons qu'il existe un homme intérieur.
And this inner man is fed by the river of God.
Et cet homme intérieur est lui se nourrit de la rivière.
There is a river that's coming from the Father.
Il y a une rivière qui coule de Dieu.
Through the soul, through the through the Son and through the human spirit.
Et qui traverse le Fils, l'esprit et l'esprit de l'homme.
So to answer your question. The soul is covered by the spirit.
L'âme est couverte de l'esprit.
So in that case, the spirit is the seed and the soul is the body.
Alors, of the, alors of the spirit. L'esprit est la semence et l'âme est la terre.
And then your soul
ou le corps
or the inner man, that's your soul and spirit, which is the inner man, has a human body.
Et votre âme et votre esprit
Amen.
Sont encore humains.
Now, the dress you are wearing, you are the one that put the dress on.
La vie que vous portez, c'est vous qui l'avez mis.
You walked and you got money, went to a marché, bought the dress, and you are wearing it.
Amen.
So the dress you are wearing is from the works, is from what you have done. You use it to cover yourself physically. But the inner man is also clothed by the works of the inner man.
Alors l'homme intérieur également, lui aussi, il se vêtit ou s'habille des œuvres de l'homme intérieur.
The activity of the inner man is what clothes the inner man.
Les activités de l'homme intérieur, c'est okay. Ce qui couvre l'homme intérieur.
So the inner man is clothed with glory.
L'homme intérieur se couvre de la gloire.
Or with darkness.
Ou encore du ténèbre.
Or wickedness.
Ou de la méchanceté.
Don't you understand? He said that some people they clothe themselves with wickedness. So I believe Rebecca will talk about it later, so I'm not going to go so much into it. The Bible says God clothes himself with light. And if you are created in the image of God, it means that you too will be clothed with light. Don't you understand? Amen. So in Revelation 12, it said there was a woman that was what? Clothed with the light.
Alors,
with the sun. She had a crown of 12 stars, the mind of Christ. And that is the church that is going to bring forth the man child. Amen. So, this inner man is clothed.
Cet homme intérieur est couvert.
What dress was Adam wearing?
Before,
what was he wearing?
Avant
the light,
avant de tomber.
The glory of God.
So now you are going back to Eden. You must get ready to wear the glory of God. Don't you
understand?
Amen. Did Adam have a farm in Eden? Was he a farmer? The glory of God was feeding him. The head was feeding the body. Don't you understand? Amen. So, where we are going to is beyond chapati and tea. Amen.
Là où nous partons, c'est au-delà de ces choses minimes.
Adam was being fed by the energy of God.
C'est au-delà des chapats. Les chapats, c'est l'été.
So the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone.
La Bible dit, l'homme ne vivra pas que du pain.
But by every word.
Mais de toute parole.
And that word, Jesus said, I am the living bread. Don't you understand?
Et Jésus dit, je suis le pain de Dieu.
So where we will receive the energy of God, God will feed his people.
Lorsque nous recevons l'énergie de Dieu, Dieu va nourrir.
I want you to work very hard. Work very hard. Stay in the presence of God and receive just one word from God. You will not eat that day.
You will not.
You'll be too excited to even want to eat any food. Just one word from God, just one. You want to run all over Goma. You have heard the word of God. Amen. Think of the last time God spoke to you. How was it like? How did you feel? Amen. And God is bringing you the place where you will be hearing the word of God every time. Amen. This body can be fed with the word of God. Amen. This body can be energized by the word of God. So that's where the church is going to. The coverings of the inner man.
La couverture de l'homme intérieur.
Amen. Okay. Any other question?
Il y a d'autres questions?
C'est bon. Ah, c'est fini.
You are proving your French.
Amen. I'm a French man. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so I think we can pray now.
Je pense que nous pouvons mettre la prière.